Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Monday, July 11th, National Blueberry Muffin Day. National Blueberry Muffin Day is a day to celebrate the culinary delight of the blueberry muffin. Blueberries can help with weight loss, healthy digestion, and promote feeling full. They can also help with mental health, protect against heart disease, assist with diabetes management, lower blood pressure, improve skin health, and help maintain healthy bones. Blueberry-inspired cocktails can be made with farmhouse jam, blueberry and thyme jam, Prosecco jam, and Prosecco. Blueberries are a universally loved fruit, but have you ever wondered about the history and cultivation of blueberries? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Blueberries are a widely distributed group of perennial flowering plants with blue or purple berries. They are classified in the section Cyanococcus within the genus Vaccinium. Vaccinium also includes cranberries, bilberries, huckleberries, and Madeira blueberries. Commercial blueberries, wild, lowbush, and cultivated, highbush, are all native to North America. The highbush varieties were introduced into Europe during the 1930s. Blueberries are usually prostrate shrubs ranging from 10 centimeters, 4 inches, to 4 meters, 13 feet. In the commercial production of blueberries, the species with small, pea-sized berries growing on low-level bushes are known as lowbush blueberries, synonymous with wild. In contrast, the species with larger berries growing on taller, cultivated bushes are known as highbush blueberries. Canada is the leading producer of lowbush blueberries, while the United States produces 40% of the world's supply of highbush blueberries. The genus Vaccinium has a mostly circumpolar distribution, with species mainly present in North America, Europe, and Asia. Many commercially available species with English common names, including blueberry, are from North America, particularly Atlantic Canada, and the northeastern United States for wild, lowbush, blueberries, and several US states and British Columbia for cultivated, highbush, blueberries. First Nations peoples of Canada consumed wild blueberries for millennia before North America was colonized by Europeans. Highbush blueberries were first grown in New Jersey around the beginning of the 20th century. North American native species of blueberries are grown commercially in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia, New Zealand, and South American nations. The Colombian or Andean blueberry, Vaccinium meridionale, is wild harvested and commonly available locally. Several other wild shrubs of the genus Vaccinium also produce commonly eaten blueberries, such as the predominantly European Vaccinium myrtillus and other bilberries, which in many languages have a name that translates to blueberry in English. Five blueberries grow wild in Canada, including Vaccinium myrtilloides, Vaccinium angustifolium and Vaccinium corymbosum, which grow on forest floors or near swamps. Wild, lowbush, blueberries are not planted by farmers but are managed on berry fields called barrens. Wild blueberries reproduce by cross-pollination, with each seed producing a plant with a different genetic composition, causing differences in growth, productivity, color, leaf characteristics, disease resistance, flavor, and other fruit characteristics within the same species. The mother plant develops underground stems called rhizomes, allowing the plant to form a network of rhizomes, creating a large patch, called a clone, that is genetically distinct. Floral and leaf buds develop intermittently along the stems of the plant, with each floral bud giving rise to 5 to 6 flowers and the eventual fruit. Wild blueberries prefer an acidic soil between 4.2 and 5.2 pH and only moderate amounts of moisture. They have a hardy cold tolerance in their Canadian range and the US state of Maine. Fruit productivity of lowbush blueberries varies by the degree of pollination, genetics of the clone, soil fertility, water availability, insect infestation, plant diseases, and local growing conditions. Wild, lowbush, blueberries have an average mature weight of 0.3 grams, 1/128th of an ounce. Highbush, cultivated, blueberries prefer sandy or loam soils, having shallow root systems that benefit from mulch and fertilizer. The leaves of highbush blueberries can be either deciduous or evergreen, ovate to lanceolate, and 1 to 8 cm, half 3 plus 1 quarter inches, long and 0.5 to 3.5 cm, 1 quarter 1 plus 3/8 inches, broad. The flowers are bell-shaped, white, pale pink, or red, sometimes tinged greenishly. The fruit is a berry 5 to 16 millimeters, 3/16-5/8 inches, in diameter with a flared crown at the end. They are pale greenish at first, then reddish purple, and finally uniformly blue when ripe. They are covered in a protective coating of powdery epicuticular wax, colloquially known as the bloom. They generally have a sweet taste when mature, with variable acidity. Blueberry bushes typically bear fruit in the middle of the growing season. Fruiting times are affected by local conditions such as climate, altitude, and latitude, so the harvest time in the northern hemisphere can vary from May to August. The lowbush varieties are V. angustifolium, V. boreal, V. mytiloides, V. pallidum, and V. angustifolium times V. corymbosum. They are still grown similarly to pre-Columbian semi-wild cultivation, i.e. slash and burn. The highbush varieties are Darrowii and corymbosum. Rabbiteye is considered different from both high and lowbush. Commercially offered blueberries are usually from species that naturally occur only in eastern and north-central North America. Other sections in the genus are native to other parts of the world, including the Pacific Northwest and the southern United States, South America, Europe, and Asia. Wild shrubs in many of these regions produce similar-looking edible berries, such as huckleberries, whortleberries, North America, and bilberries, Europe. These species are sometimes called blueberries and are sold as blueberry jam or other products. The names of blueberries in languages other than English often translated as blueberry, for example, Scots blaberry and Norwegian blaber. Blaberry, blaber, and French myrtille usually refer to the European native bilberry, V. myrtillus, while blueberry refer to the North American blueberry. Russian, blueberry, does not refer to blueberries, which are non-native and nearly unknown in Russia, but rather to their close relatives, bog bilberries, V. uliginosum. Cyanococcus blueberries can be distinguished from the nearly identical-looking bilberries by their flesh color when cut in half. Ripe blueberries have light green flesh, while bilberries, whortleberries, and huckleberries are red or purple. Blueberries are sold fresh or are processed as individually quick frozen, IQF, fruit, puree, juice, or dried or infused berries. These may then be used in various consumer goods, such as jellies, jams, pies, muffins, snack foods, pancakes, or as an additive to breakfast cereals. Blueberry jam is made from blueberries, sugar, water, and fruit pectin. Blueberry sauce is a sweet sauce prepared using blueberries as a primary ingredient. Blueberry wine is made from the flesh and skin of the berries, fermented, and then matured. Usually, the Lowbush variety is used. Blueberries consist of 14% carbohydrates, 0.7% protein, 0.3% fat, and 84% water. They contain only negligible micronutrients, with moderate levels, relative to respective daily values, DV, of the essential dietary mineral manganese, vitamin C, vitamin K, and dietary fiber. Generally, the nutrient contents of blueberries are a low percentage of the DV. A 100-gram serving provides a relatively low caloric value of 57 kilocalories with a glycemic load of 6. Blueberries contain anthocyanins, other polyphenols, and various phytochemicals under preliminary research for their potential biological effects. Most polyphenol studies have been conducted using the highbush cultivar of blueberries, the Corymbosum bossum. In contrast, the content of polyphenols and anthocyanins in lowbush, wild, blueberries, the angustifolium, exceeds values found in highbush cultivars. Blueberries may be cultivated, or they may be picked from semi-wild or wild bushes. The most common cultivated species in North America is V. Corymbosum, the northern highbush blueberry. Hybrids of this with other Vaccinium species adapted to southern U.S. climates are known collectively as southern highbush blueberries. So-called wild, lowbush, blueberries have intense color, smaller than cultivated highbush ones. The lowbush blueberry, V. angustifolium, is found from the Atlantic provinces westward to Quebec and southward to Michigan and West Virginia. In some areas, it produces natural blueberry barrens, where it is the dominant species covering large areas. Several First Nations communities in Ontario have been involved in harvesting wild blueberries. Wild has been adopted as a marketing term for harvests of managed native stands of lowbush blueberries. The bushes are not planted or selectively bred, but they are pruned or burned every 2 years, and pests are managed. Numerous highbush cultivars of blueberries are available, with diversity, each having individual qualities. The USDA ARS breeding program at Beltsville, Maryland, and Chatsworth, New Jersey, has established a blueberry breeding program. This program began when Frederick Vernon Coville of the USDA ARS collaborated with Elizabeth Coleman White of New Jersey. In the early 20th century, White offered Pineland residents cash for wild blueberry plants with massive fruit. After 1910, Coville began to work on blueberry and was the first to discover the importance of soil acidity. Blueberries need highly acidic soil, but blueberries do not self-pollinate, and the effects of cold on blueberries and other plants. In 1911, he began a research program in conjunction with White, daughter of the owner of the extensive cranberry bogs at White's Bog in the New Jersey Pine Barrens. His work doubled the size of some strains' fruit, and by 1916, he had succeeded in cultivating blueberries, making them a valuable crop in the northeastern United States. For this work, he received the George Roberts White Medal of Honor from the Massachusetts Horticultural Society. The Rabbiteye blueberry, Vaccinium virgatum syn. Viache, is a southern type of blueberry produced from the Carolinas to the Gulf Coast states. Production of rabbit-eye blueberries was a focus in Texas in the early 21st century. Other important species in North America include V. pallidum, the hillside, or dryland blueberry. It is native to the eastern U.S. and common in the Appalachians and the Piedmont of the southeast. Sparkleberry, V. arboreum, is a common wild species on sandy soils in the southeast. Successful blueberry cultivation requires attention to soil pH, acidity, measurements in the acidic range. Blueberry bushes often require supplemental fertilization, but over-fertilization with nitrogen can damage plant health, as evidenced by nitrogen burn on the leaves. Significant production of highbush blueberries occurs in British Columbia, Maryland, Western Oregon, Michigan, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Washington. Southern highbush varieties are produced in California, as varieties from the University of Florida, Connecticut, New Hampshire, North Carolina State University, and Maine have been introduced. Peru, Spain, and Mexico also have significant production as of 2018. In 2018, Oregon produced the most cultivated blueberries, recording 59 million kilograms, 131 million pounds, slightly exceeding Washington's production /n.wikipedia.org/wiki/washington_state. In descending order of production volume for 2017, other major producers were Georgia, Michigan, New Jersey, California, and North Carolina. Hamilton, New Jersey, claims to be the blueberry capital of the world, with over 80% of New Jersey's cultivated blueberries coming from this town. Every year the town hosts a large festival that draws thousands of people to celebrate the fruit. Maine is known for its wild blueberries, but the state's lowbush, wild, and highbush blueberries combined account for 10% of all blueberries grown in North America. Some 44,000 hectares, 110,000 acres, are farmed, but only half this acreage is harvested each year due to variations in pruning practices. The wild blueberry is the official fruit of Maine. We'll be right back. Canadian production of wild and cultivated blueberries in 2015 was 166,000 tons, valued at $262 million, the largest fruit crop produced nationally, accounting for 29% of all fruit value. British Columbia was the most significant Canadian producer of cultivated blueberries, yielding 70,000 tons in 2015, the world's most significant production of blueberries by region. Atlantic Canada contributes approximately half of the total North American wild or lowbush annual production, with New Brunswick having the largest in 2015 and expanding in 2016. Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Quebec are also major producers. Nova Scotia recognizes the wild blueberry as its official provincial berry, with the town of Oxford, Nova Scotia, known as the wild blueberry capital of Canada. Quebec is a major producer of wild blueberries, especially in the regions of Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, where a popular name for inhabitants of the regions is Blueay, or blueberries, and Côte-Nord, which together provide 40% of Quebec's total provincial production. This wild blueberry commerce benefits from the vertical integration of growing, processing, frozen storage, marketing, and transportation within relatively small regions of the province. On average, 80% of Quebec wild blueberries are harvested on farms, 21 million kilograms, 23,000 short tons, the remaining 20% being harvested from public forests, 5 million kilograms, 5,500 short tons. Some 95% of the wild blueberry crop in Quebec is frozen for export out of the province. Highbush blueberries were first introduced to Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands in the 1930s and have since been spread to numerous other countries of Europe. The corum blossom only began to be cultivated in Romania in a few years leading up to 2018 and rapidly increased production and sales in that time, as with berries in general. As of 2018, it remains relatively unmolested by pests and diseases. In the southern hemisphere, blueberries grow commercially in Brazil, Chile, Argentina, Peru, Uruguay, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. In Brazil, blueberries are produced in the states of Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná, São Paulo, and Minas Gerais. Blueberries were first introduced to Australia in the 1950s, but the effort was unsuccessful. In the early 1970s, the Victorian Department of Agriculture imported seed from the US, and a selection trial was started. This work was continued into the mid-1970s when the Australian Blueberry Growers Association was formed. In the 21st century, the industry grew in Argentina. Argentine blueberry production has increased over the last 3 years with planted area up to 400%, according to a 2005 U.S. Department of Agriculture report. Argentine blueberry production has thrived in four different regions: the province of Entre Rios in northeastern Argentina, the province of Tucumán, the province of Buenos Aires, and the southern Patagonian valleys, according to the report. In the Bureau of International Labor Affairs report of 2014 on child labor and forced labor, blueberries were listed among the goods produced in such working conditions in Argentina. As of 2018, the corum blossom remains relatively unmolested by pests and diseases in Romania, with Phytophthora cinnamomei, Monilinia vaccinii corumbos, Botryosphaeria cortensis, Godronia cassandri, Phomopsis sp, Botrytis cinerea, Neohidimysis vaccinii, Microsphaera penicillata var. Vaccinii, and various viruses being the most common. DDT began to be used in blueberry soon after its discovery in 1939, and a few years later, in the mid-1940s, research began into its use in North America. Because wild is a marketing term generally used for all lowbush blueberries, it does not indicate that such blueberries are free from pesticides. Insecticide modes of action must be varied to avoid encouraging resistance in the invasive pest Drosophila suzukii. Some insecticides can be counterproductive, harming natural enemies of pests as well. For example, treatment for Illinois peppery can reduce the population of its predators. Kaolin clay for Ragalitis mendax also reduced the effectiveness of Diachasma aloeum, its parasitoid. The pest predator Harpalus erraticus maintains greater abundance with selective insecticides rather than broad-spectrum MOAs. Blueberries are naturally relatively unmolested by arthropod pests. Nonetheless, there are 24 insect taxa known to be pest organisms S in North America, the worst in New Jersey, Michigan, Maine, and eastern Canada being Ragalitis mendax. Acrobasis vaccinii, Grapholita pacardi, and Conotrachelus nenufer are secondary but still significant. These four are the most common targets for the development of IPM practices. Recently, as of 2019, IPM research has also taken an interest in Drosophila suzukii and arthropods like aphids, that vector diseases such as scorch virus and shoestring virus, and cicadellids, vectoring the phytoplasma that causes blueberry stunt. This fruit is necessary to manage pests down to the cosmetic level because they are a premium type product. Changes in locale and environment to new geographies and greenhouses have required new pest management regimes, including innovative IPM. Conversely, importing potential foreign enemies into North America may yield good results. Operaphora brumata is a pest of blueberries and birches, successfully parasitized by Cyzanize albicans despite the lack of historical natural contact between the two. The same results were obtained with Sertithrips citri and Boveria barciana. Results are available for Coristanura rosaciana, and overwhelming numbers of Trichogramma minutum and Cyclocephala longula overwhelmed by Steinonema scarabaei. This has also been attempted with flower thrips and potential predators but with inconclusive results. Ragalitis mendax is a quarantine pest in phytosanitary regimes of some countries around the world. Insect resistance was not a priority in breeding programs until about 2000, and is still not a high priority. However, it may become more common as it becomes easier, especially using marker-assisted breeding. The Ashea is naturally more resistant than V. corymbosum to Scaphytopius magdalensis. On the other hand, V. Ashea is less resistant than V. darrowii to Prodiplosis vaccinia. There is variation between cultivars of V. Ashea in resistance to Oberea myops. There is variation in resistance among cultivars of V. corymbosum to Acrobasis vaccinii and Popillia japonica. Wild V. spp. have greater resistance than highbush cultivars to I. pepper. There is significant variation between highbush cultivars in the abundance of various Tephritidae, Thrips, and Homalodisca vitripennis. In 2020, world production of blueberries, lowbush and highbush combined, was 850,886 tons, led by the United States with 35% of global production and Peru with 21%. In 2019, Canada was the largest producer of wild blueberries, mainly in Quebec and the Atlantic provinces. Still, Canadian production of wild blueberries has decreased since 2017 by transitioning to the more profitable cultivated highbush blueberries. British Columbia produced 93% of the Canadian highbush blueberry crop in 2019.